Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Payoff pitch. Swing. There's a drive to left field deep. Way back. Fly the wall, and it is gone. A home run.
Including that homer, Kevin Youkilis crossed the plate three times yesterday in Philadelphia. But Tim Wakefield was the star as the knuckleball was working, and Wake pitched eight shutout innings to lead the Red Sox to an 8-3 win over the Phillies. While the game was on the road, it didn't stop a small but very loyal group of Red Sox Nation from doing what they always do. They've watched hundreds of games over the years and even had a wedding in a location they consider better than Fenway Park. Their stadium is Harvard Square, the sidewalk in Harvard Square. You may have seen them. The regular group of eight or so sets up chairs every night outside Cardullo's, the gourmet food store in Harvard Square, to watch the games through the window on the shop's flat-screen TV. If you want to join them, you're welcome, but be warned.
To become an official member, you have to take all your clothes off and run up and down the sidewalk.
That's Bob Murray, recently retired from the Cambridge Police Department and a diehard member of what's known as the Chair Club. He's just kidding about the initiation, but he's pretty serious when it comes to the club's other rules.
We have two rules. When the game is on, shut up so we can listen. During the commercials, if you want to talk, talk all you want. And then we usually hit people.
The club has been around for about 7 years now. It was founded by Dennis Covini, a longtime local in Harvard Square, with the blessing of Francis Cardullo, the shop's late owner. When we visited, we actually sat down in the chairs with Bob, Dennis, and Dennis's wife, Kelly Dugas, and asked Dennis how it all began.
I was just sitting here all by myself, and I finally got some friends just to come by and start sitting and watching the games. And then all of a sudden, just people like, oh, this is great. And then just people wanted to come and watch the game. Like, yeah, sure, why not? Just got to bring your own chair, though.
Our biggest problem is people will stop and they'll stand in front of the television set. We'll go, excuse me. And they'll be mesmerized by the game and they'll forget there are people behind them. We used to throw firecrackers.
What's your most memorable night out here?
The night I met Kelly. She came here with a bunch of sewing. Kelly does, what do they call that?
Cross-stitching embroidery.
We saw this strange woman sitting down doing needlepoint. And I said, well, you're going to have to move because we're trying to watch the game. So she got up and she came over and she sat in Dennis's chair. And I couldn't believe it. I mean, Dennis goes, that's my chair. She goes, so what?
She took my chair and I ran away. Because I always tell everybody, they got to bring their own chairs.
Ran away and Francis Cardullo chased after him, made him come back and talk to me. And it basically evolved from there.
There's a story about her sitting on his lap, and that's when she fell in love.
Bob, they can't put that on NPR. It's like he chased after me. I didn't chase after him.
That's right.
You've had some celebrities here.
Yeah. I know you guys do a thing with Car Talk, which is Tom and Ray. And they come by every once in a while. They're great guys.
They're my neighbors. I have an office next to theirs. I've done everything, including greasing their front door, squirting glue in their locks, everything. But
I'm sure they appreciated that.
Well, they do. They do.
Who else has come?
Peter Wolf from the Jay Giles Band, Ben Affleck, Dennis Leary. Who else, Dan?
Jennifer Garner came by a few times.
Jennifer Garner came by a few times.
With or without Ben Affleck?
No Ben Affleck, sans Affleck.
What do you like about being out here?
It's cheaper, certainly, than Fenway Park. You can come here and eat and watch the game for a tenth of the cost.
Smoke cigars.
Yeah, smoke a cigar, too.
We don't have to worry about someone tripping over us with a beer or steps on our toes.
How long are you going to keep doing this?
Until I die. And then Kelly will carry my ashes here and stick them on the ground so I can watch the game. I mean, what else can you say?
This is like the sidewalk of dreams.
Yeah, pretty much. Like the sidewalk version of the Field of Dreams.
Where it began,
That was Kelly Dugas and her husband Dennis Covini and their friend Bob Murray, the sidewalk Red Sox watchers in Harvard Square. When Kelly and Dennis got married a few years ago, they did it on the sidewalk, of course. Hundreds of people attended. The bride, complete with a Red Sox cap, was given away by a top Cambridge police official. Our story was produced by WBUR's Lisa Tobin.
Touching hands, reaching out, touching me.